And Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Christian College Institutional Advancement Director, Jolene Roop, and 537-1350. If you have questions or comments for Jolene, I know that Andrew and I talked earlier about construction. We might as well just lead off with that and give people an update. And very impressive, kind of driven by there a time or two. And
so exciting. Oh, my goodness. Gosh, I mean, we've never had a facility like this that our whole student body and the community is going to be able to fit into, and so we are very excited. But the activity center is due to be completed September the 1st.
Very good.
I know. Very fun.
Any hiccups along the way? I mean, there's always challenges when you have construction, let's face it.
There are always challenges, yes. But we do believe we're on schedule. We believe that we're going to have all the funds raised, and really there isn't anything but very exciting things to do with the Activity Center, and to just see how the Manhattan community, as well as the donors of Manhattan Christian College and the friends of Manhattan Christian College, have supported this project. It shows that everybody believes that we really need this tool to reach the next generation.
Very good. Well, moving along, I know we have a long list of things that are going on right now. And, of course, I kind of forgotten the 90th anniversary of Manhattan Christian College.
I know it.
Wow.
This year, 90. We were founded in 1927 to educate, equip, and enrich Christian leaders. And we've been doing that for 90 years. So it is. It's quite a milestone for us.
On spring break, we just talked about it with the USD 383 folks. It's coming right up.
Oh, my. You know, I'm always so happy when spring break finally gets here. But so many of our students actually go and serve in short-term missions trips, either here in the United States or abroad, for their spring break. So they don't really use it to catch up on their studying and to finish their papers that are still due before the end of the semester. But we have a group of 18 students that are going to be serving with I-68 Ministries in Puerto Penasco, Mexico. And they've been doing this for probably about 4 years straight. And every year that they go, they lead a vacation Bible school. They build a house while they're down there. And, of course, they're just an encouragement to the—
In a week?
Yes, in a week.
That's impressive.
It is very impressive. But for us to have 18 students that are all going, and it's a completely student-led trip. So it is the students mentoring and leading each other, driving the vans, getting them down there. I mean, there is no flying in this. It's all driving. So it is quite a trip for them.
What a commitment. And
yes,
as you say, really no break for them.
Right. No spring break.
Exactly. I know that several different things coming up, too. A free Bible class coming up in the very near future.
This is actually our fifth year to offer the free Bible class. And it is amazing how popular it has become. It is definitely, it meets every Tuesday night, and it's set up in the format of our lead adult education classes. So it is for 5 weeks from 6 to 10 p.m. And in the beginning, you think, oh my goodness, that is a long time. Gosh, I wonder if I would be able to stay awake that long. But I tell you, the content of the classes, as well as the professor, they keep it moving quite rapidly. Of course, there's breaks throughout, but it is quite an in-depth class. This year's topic is going to be 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus. And we're very excited. There is a limited class size that's available for that. And so if you're at all interested, then you should go online and register or give us a call, because the first night of class is March the 28th. So the week after spring break, it'll start on Tuesday, and then it will be consecutive 5 Tuesday nights after that.
And I work a lot with some of your students, obviously, with grants that I have a group that helps out with a bit. But remind us again what LEAD stands for.
Sure.
It's really an excellent degree completion program, but I'll let you tell us what the LEAD stands for.
Sure. Well, thank you. LEAD stands for Leadership Education for Adult Development. So it truly is a degree program that works with the schedule of adults, whether they're a full-time working adult, whether they have kids at home, whether they have a combination of all of those things. It allows them to take one class at a time and to be successful at that class before they move on to the next one, and also to be in a small mentor group, peer group, as they go through the program. Basically, if you can complete your bachelor's in Christian leadership, or biblical leadership, for it's a Bachelor of Science in Management Ethics. Sorry, the Christian Leadership, it's Management Ethics. In about 2 years, you complete your degree one night a week and one class at a time.
And as I say, I've had the opportunity to work with some of the students that have been involved in that, and excellent ladies, by the way.
Thank you.
And I know there's, of course, gentlemen also involved in it,
That's
too.
That's right. There's lots of people.
Exactly. I know there's also your big banquets coming up, and that's less than a month away, too.
Yes, on Friday, April the 7th, at 6 o'clock at the Hilton Garden Inn, we will have our annual Vision 360 banquet. And we like to call it Vision 360 because it is the one night out of the year that you get to see the past, the present, and the future of the college. And most of that is done through some of the awards that we're going to get. There's alumni testimonies that are a part of that. And really, this year, because of the Next Generation campaign that we've been involved with, this is going to be an exciting night. So we hope that anyone is welcome to come. There is no charge to come. We want you to be our guest for dinner. We want you to bring a friend. You don't have to come by yourself. You can bring a friend. And all you have to do is let us know that you're coming.
And, of course, with the 90th anniversary, it just seems timely. And you usually have a pretty good turnout for these, I think.
We do. We do. We'll have between 300 and 400 people.
That's impressive. Edwards Lectureship, and tell us about that if you could.
Right. Well, this is an event that was actually founded by a family that of a previous academic dean. One of the cool, unique opportunities at Manhattan Christian College is the dual degree program, not only with Kansas State University, but also with the Manhattan Area Technical College. And Art Edwards was his name, and that's why it's called the Edwards Lectureship. He truly believed in the priesthood of all believers, and that is that no matter what your occupation or no matter what it is that you do, for 24/7, you're a Christian, and you need to be a light, and you need to be winning the world to Christ. And so this lectureship was named after him, and this year, on April 19th and 20th, a very high-profile minister of the Independent Christian Church Movement, Dave Stone, he's the senior pastor of Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky. He's actually going to be presenting on April 19th and 20th. Both presentations are free. They'll both be different presentations. And really, they're just going to be practical sessions for Christian leaders, no matter what your walk of life.
So very inspiring, it sounds like, too. Mm-hmm. And then it's hard to believe, but, of course, we were just talking to the gentleman before you about kindergarten roundup, which is kind of the opposite extreme of that, but graduation is not that far away either for Manhattan Christian College.
That's right. We're like the first college to get to graduate because, of course, we have to use some of the K-State facilities to hold graduation because of the size. But we have graduation the first Saturday in May, so May the 6th in the KSU Forum Hall. And we're excited because one of our local youth ministers, Natalie Holdren, who is a graduate of MCC in the early 90s, she will actually be the keynote speaker at graduation. And what makes Natalie so special, well, there's lots of things that makes Natalie very special, but one of them is that she truly was one of the first female youth ministry people that we graduated in the early 90s because sometimes they didn't actually look up appreciatively on a female actually being the minister, but she is. She's a youth minister from Crestview Christian Church.
So I'm sure she'll have a lot to share too.
And yes,
graduation is always such a special time. Any idea about how many folks you'll have that'll be getting that diploma? Or
good question. I haven't actually heard the numbers. We did have quite a few. When I say quite a few, we probably had 15 graduate in Christmas time in December, and I think they're going to be back to actually participate in the graduation ceremonies. So the whole combination of the numbers, I'm not for sure how many we're going to have.
And you do have quite a few non-traditional students, quite honestly.
We definitely do.
College.
Uh-huh. In that non-traditional program called LEAD, we definitely do. We also have an online program that's a degree completion program as well, that we might have one or two that have made the trip back to actually participate in graduation.
Well, what a very special day. Let's go ahead and take a break. It is now 9:44, and again, we have with us today Jolene Roop, and she's Institutional Advancement Director at Manhattan Christian College. Again, if you have questions or comments about MCC, feel free to call us 537-1350, and you're listening to In Focus.